As always, Ayusha's making love with the commander. She doesn't know if he sees it just as training her or if he's raping her purely to sate his lust, but Ayusha wants to think of this as making love. It's so deep, it's so good. The scent of sweat and womanly nectar accompanies the sounds of flesh thrusting against... The sounds of flesh thrusting against flesh fill the room. The combination serves to fan Ayusha's lust. She swings her hips unabashedly, desperate to taste more of this clever, overwhelming man. It's too good, I can't, no more. But she's quickly overwhelmed. He leaves her gasping for air while drooling. Her expression must be terribly slovenly right now. She slept with so many men as part of her work, but deep down, she always looked down on them. But now those days feel like a thing of the distant past. The commander's just good at this. A girl like her can't hope to match him. She told Minori that she became his mistress, and that she has him wrapped around her little finger. But the truth is, she's been conquered by this man, by this cock. She's so familiar with its shape that she's outright memorized it by now. When she was gang raped by the inspection committee, the only thing she could think about is how they were nothing compared to him. My butt, not so rough, you're going too hard. Her voice sounds pathetic, like that of a sow in heat. All it takes for him to do that to her is to tease her anus with a finger. Even though she knows he won't do more than this, all she can do is beg him as seductively as she can. I belong to the commander. I've surrendered myself to this cock. It controls me. Those thoughts fill her mind now, though her body realized this truth a long time ago. The fact fills her with a satisfying, intoxicating sense of pleasure. Gonna come, I'm coming, I'm gonna. As if to prove that he can read her like an open book, he deposits his seed in Ayusha's boiling, obedient depths. The moment he does, her mind blanks out with sheer bliss. Coming! Ayusha's beautiful body arches and spasms as she experiences a mind-numbing orgasm. Okay, that's done. Before the waves of pleasure even have a chance to subside, Ayusha buries her face into the commander's crotch. She sucks his cock, cleaning it up as she gets high off its thick stench. Huh. She then sucks out what comes still remains in the shaft before finally standing up. Thank you for the training, sir. Ayusha knows, of course, that this special training is a means to increase her sexual sensitivity. It's nothing more than how the cathedral soldiers are tempered. The commander only thinks of the special warfare troopers as soldiers, weapons. Trying to become his mistress is an absurd prospect. Could never work. Some calm part of her mind whispers that to her. But some other part of her, detached from rationality, shuns that reasoning. If he's calling her to be alone with him so often, he must be expecting something from her. Commander, there's something I'd like to ask. Go ahead. Commander, are you trying to make me into your spy? By now, most special warfare troopers have surrendered their bodies to multiple men. Their sexual techniques have developed to a point where they derive pleasure from servicing the officers. Their training is, for the most part, complete. The commander isn't personally training most of them. Ayusha knows this for a fact. She's even made sure of it by surreptitiously questioning Amandi and Olivia. Yet the commander keeps calling her to his office like this. What's more, he gave Ayusha a bulky manual that details the cathedral's operations, despite the fact that she never attended the officer's academy and supposedly lacks the background needed to make use of such information. When he calls her, he doesn't just rape her as part of his training. He also has her do work that's more along the lines of an aide or secretary. In fact, Yusha's fairly confident that she's been handling that work flawlessly. But still, there's no reason for him to need Ayusha in particular to perform those tasks. Any trooper that graduated from the officer's academy has the requisite training to serve as a proper aide. The only explanation for him to treat her this way in particular is that he's specifically molding her into his assistant. All of this points to the idea that the commander is intending to give Ayusha some kind of special mission. What kind of mission would that be? Her attempts to discern the commander's intentions result in only one conclusion, that he wants her as a spy. She told Minori and Nana about her suspicions earlier because she knows they'd object if he were to actually do so. My spy against whom? Against mutiny within the Special Warfare Trooper Corps. She won't betray the other girls. She told Kabaki that ahead of time. If they can't complain to the outside world about their plight, then their only choice is to change the situation in the cathedral from within. Kabaki opposed the idea first, of course, but seeing that there was no other way to improve their situation, she eventually consented to it. The commander rubs his chin as he looks at Ayusha with an appraising gaze. Good lord, sir. Mutiny. You'd be hard-pressed to find troopers who are displeased with their treatment. This is a battlefield. This place isn't normal. But I'm sure you understand by now that no matter how... all of you might try to rebel, it's all pointless. All of you. Plural. The commander already knows everything Yusha's trying to accomplish here. So what you're trying to say is you have no need for a spy? It's not what I said. When it comes to maintaining the cathedral's combat potential, I need every bit of intelligence I can get, no matter how small or insignificant. But you shouldn't have to be the one to fulfill that role. Yusha shudders. She thinks she can see a dull light shine in his eyes. Second Lieutenant Yusha Petrovna, it seems to me you've been underestimating things. Well, he does say, it seems to me that you're overestimating things, but either way it will work. Both as to what kind of man I am and what your worth is in this space. Something about his tone makes Yusha flinch. I can easily discern your thought process. I've been calling you, but none of the other soldiers, and I've been giving you impromptu assistant training. The man slowly approached her, but despite her urge to recoil away from him, Yusha's frozen in place. But if I wanted an aide, I wouldn't need you in particular. Why am I fixated on you, then? The only reason you could come up with is that I wanted to make use of your personal connections. His voice is as calm as ever, but Yusha can feel a certain heat smoldering under that composure. Gathering intelligence, hence, a spy. You're not... not? He's an ugly, repulsive man. However, after having sex with him dozens of times, Yusha no longer feels any aversion to the way he looks. But now Yusha's terrified. Her breath catches in her throat, and her eyes widen in shock. But consider this. What if I gave you all that training so I could have a formal reason to keep you around me? She's shocked because his crotch is morphing into a shape unlike anything she's seen before. His dick was large to begin with. Of course, it gets bigger when it becomes erect, swelling visibly with blood. But this is different. This isn't what she's used to. It changes before her eyes into a gigantic, disgusting, completely inhuman phallus. What the fuck? Its blood vessels ominously quiver and pulsate. And no longer resembles a gnarled branch, and now looks like an entirely alien life form. Holy shit! What is that? What's going on? She doesn't realize that her formality has collapsed, giving way to her usual blunt of speech. This usually only happens when she's on the verge of climax, but this time her massive composure has been stripped away by fear. That's right. This is my penis's true shape. That's not even my final form! Like, that's like his final form? Holy shit. Haha. It seems that he who fights monsters ends up becoming a monster himself. Perhaps you can't hope to fight those creatures without turning into something like them. His familiar ugly voice suddenly looks terribly inhuman. Like he's something else, merely wearing human skin. Holy shit. What if he's one of the fucking aliens the whole time? That's a fucking twist. This is a Shyamalan twist for you. The fucking commander is one of the aliens. But it's a convenient tool. It allows me to train young girls as much as I have to. I can dominate pussies like theirs without ever drowning in pleasure myself. They can never satisfy me, but I can very well break them. There's no way she can accommodate this, not this. Yet she can't bring herself to run. Still, I managed to relieve my libido so far. But now the training period is over, and I can't very well sink my fangs into any of the girls still running around here. Breaking my soldiers would weaken the enemy's strength, and I have a secret duty of crushing the CC, no matter what it takes. The commander emanates heat. Completely unlike his usual demeanor, smelling the viscous, masculine scent wafting from him causes Yusha's nethers to throb with lust. So each year, I pick one woman. The most sexually developed, most obscene, most lecherous woman of all. A born prostitute. And I make her into the personal outlet for my lust. A woman who would be both satisfying and last long enough to serve as a sword trait for me to dump my cum into every day.
after I've crossed women like that year after year, I can tell. You fit the bill.
In other words, he's saying that he doesn't mind using Yusha as a sexual outlet until he's completely destroyed her. It's all she is to him.
Maybe it's because you were experienced to begin with, but sculpting you into my sexual outlet was easy. Your mouth, breasts, vagina, and asshole. They've all become quite pleasurable.
He kept calling her so he could train her into a sexual outlet. He saw no value to her behind her body. It's all this man sees in her. The realization weighs Yusha down with despair. This man is no different than any other man she knew before.
I'm not...
He seizes her by the wrist before she can even begin to run, as if he saw right through her.
Do you know what you look like right now? You're dripping cum for your lips and pussy, and your eyes are full of lust and greed. You look like a lewd whore.
He brings his face close to hers, tracing over her lips with his other hand.
You're a lonely woman who accepts oppression while hiding behind authority, thanking men for fucking you before licking their cocks clean, all of your own volition.
He's right that he didn't force her into any of this, but using her wiles to please men was something she only learned to do out of necessity.
You even threw yourself into the crotch of men who humiliated and scorned you all so good happily and willingly stuff your cheeks with his dick.
Yusha can say nothing to refute him. She indeed serviced him willingly.
And after you conducted yourself like that, you expect me to treat you like a lady? You saw another woman act like that, you would only ever mock her. That woman is you, Second Lieutenant Yusha Petrovna. You're the most lewd slut of your entire batch. You'll have to wear a special outfit, so that everyone on the base will know you for what you are. From now on, you are to wear this outfit whenever you come here.
He flings some kind of fabric at her.
Put it on! Assuming, of course, that you consent to becoming my personal sexual outlet.
She timidly holds the clothing up before her eyes. Some kind of Chinese dress, a kipao. The dress is cut so that it shows off her sides, waist, and armpits. The rest of it is more like an apron that just barely extends past her privates. It doesn't include any underwear, of course. Walking in this would mean that if she isn't careful, her shaved crotch would be completely exposed, revealing both her fair slit and her anus. No officer would dare to lay his hands on the commander's woman, but that only means they'd look at her even more obscenely than they would if she was completely naked. Wearing this would require as much courage as letting them have their own way with her.
If you wear this as you walk around the base, everyone will surely picture the way I fuck you.
The CC organ attached to her uterus throbs. Yusha finds herself swallowing anxiously. If she accepts this, he'd fuck her. She would put her hands on his desk and let him thrust his huge cock into her from behind. His breasts would spill from the fabric that can barely contain them, and sweat would drip from her nipples with every thrust. Or maybe he'd have her sit on his lap and look him in the face, kissing her with every thrust until her body's reduced to jolting like a broken marionette in his arms. Or he could even just have her spread her butthole with her own two hands so he could plow her from behind. She even imagines herself kneeling before him in this outfit, sucking on his cock with entranced eyes. Yusha desperately tries to banish the lewd fantasies filling her mind, but denying them only seems to validate them even all the more, rather. Her CC organ continues to shoot heat through her body. Her nipples tighten and her vagina moistens with expectation. No, she can't let him realize that she's imagining what he wants to do to her just as hungrily. But he probably already knows anyway. He saw right through her from the very start. She's nothing more than a girl. She can't match him. She's been forced to realize this time after time already. Of course, you're free to refuse, but I'll still need a woman to satisfy my urges with. And if she refuses, this man will act rationally. He'll select a trooper he can afford to crush without diminishing the overall war potential of the trooper corps. Right now, the perfect girl for that would be Minori. Yusha knows that Kinnison expects her to reach that same conclusion. Minori's powers as a special warfare trooper are terribly unstable right now. Any change in her mental state could make her lose them. So if she were forced into something as brutal as becoming the commander's sexual outlet, Yusha could easily imagine it would break her. She completely lose her powers. And so Yusha says in a hoarse voice, "I'll put it on." The kipao feels like it's not actually meant to cover her body, but instead to show off her crotch. Just like she thought, The dress's wide slit allows it to easily flap around. The slightest breeze reveals her privates, while even the tiniest movements expose her nipples. Remember, you chose this of your own will. From now on, you will open your filthy pussy to me whenever I demand it. She has no choice but to accept it. She can't oppose this man. Yet even though some part of her feels bitter defeat, some deep part of her feels sweet joy. Then let's get to it. Official slut, Ayusha Petrovna. Ayusha devotedly services him. Before her eyes is the commander's cock, a penis she sucked many times before, but she's seen how big it can get, and she's supposed to stuff it into her mouth. It scares her so much that she can't bring herself to do it. What's wrong? Are you afraid it'll get erect if you suck on it? You're my personal sexual outlet slut. You'll have to suck on it sooner or later. Get used to it. He forces the tip of his cock against her lips. It feels hotter than she remembers. And its musty smell feels thicker, too. Its heat and stench seem to penetrate her senses and defile her very mind. Some part of her echoes that she must suck on it, but the memory of how horrible its form was just moments ago terrifies her. If it gets too large, suddenly it might dislocate your jaw. Good night. But then again, if that happens, your mouth will be open just as much as it needs to be. In fact, that happening will even let you deep throat me. That's a fine idea. Hold on, guys. Where did my... I had some stuff that you... Yeah... I got it too stuffy in here. It's kind of hard to breathe. I can't breathe! We don't need that. So let's see if I can, I don't know, I had a little thing that you... Basically, you breathe into it, and... I think it's got some kind of drug in it, so you're not supposed to overdo it. I don't know where it's at. We'll just deal with it. Yeah, I turned this little heater on and it got stuffy. It was cold and now it's like, not. I don't have any breathe right strips either. Oh well. Okay, if it gets too large, it might suddenly dislocate your jaw, but then again, if that happens, your mouth will be open just as much as it needs to be. In fact, that happening will even let you deep throat me. That's a fine idea. Oof. The image of herself being reduced to a cock-sucking machine with a dislodged jaw flashes in her mind. If that happens, she won't even be able to take care of herself anymore. She'll live out the rest of her days doing nothing but relieving this man's lust. You'll spend the rest of your days fucking in the throes of pleasure. All you ever do is fuck while going crazy. You already just scream and moan anyway, so surely that's not that bad of a deal for you. He's right. He always corners her and makes her lust go off the rails, pleasuring her until she passes out. He only recently managed to retain her consciousness to continue servicing him even after they finish having sex. But if his cock were to get that big again, him fucking her with it would certainly force her to faint. She remembers how carnal lust would fill her very core, searing both her mind and body. Maybe it won't be so bad. No, what is she thinking? Her own thoughts are confusing her. You're not using your mouth. Fine, I'll give you a special tutoring session today. He suddenly thrusts his drooping hips upwards, rubbing the tip of his cock against Yusha's lips until he forces himself into her mouth. Good. Just keep going as usual. Be thorough about it, like a dog with a bone. The tip swells up in her mouth. It practically rips its way past her lips, overwhelming her. Hold on. I gotta find that stuff. I don't know what I did with it, but I could definitely use it. Nope. I'm not seeing it there. I didn't fall down there. Kind of sucks. I mean, I had this stuff at one time, guys. I had it right there on that desk. I don't know what it did with it. I've been moving so much shit around in there. Maybe that's what happened. DP messed with it. I don't know. Fuck. Just enjoy the sounds of her while I find this shit. Hold on, I'll find it. If I don't find it in the next few seconds, I'll deal with it. Maybe somebody asked to use it, but I never got it back. It's allergy season. March, okay? March sucks if you have allergies, guys. It fucking sucks. Okay. I can't seem to track it down. So I'm just gonna turn this little heater off. It's getting too stuffy and, get cold, I guess. I don't know. Better than not being able to breathe. Okay. Struggling to breathe through her nose, she swallows the pre-cum pouring down her throat. Its thick masculine scent and flavor flood her sinuses. The scent is amazing and makes her dizzy. The warmth building up inside her is already making her pussy tighten with hunger. He's being so forceful, so why is she getting off to this? Cold air suddenly pierces her depths when he parts her vagina with his fingers, spreading her folds. You're terribly wet. It's dripping all over my face. You really were born to just please men. I knew I wasn't wrong about you. He's spreading her open. What he's doing ought to be humiliating, but her pussy rejoices. He can peer into her very insides. You were like this to begin with. You were wet when I put you on the special enhancement gear in front of everyone, too. Your face looked like you were in heaven. She wants to deny his words, but she's too aroused to do so. The memory of how everyone watched her and how her body turned hot when they did fills her mind. You're a slut, Ayusha Petrovna. The more you're abused and humiliated, the hornier your body becomes. No, I'm not. I'm not like that. I'm just good at acting like the kind of woman that men want. But even her attempts to convince herself seem terribly feeble. Even now, the commander's humiliating words make her body shudder with desire. A strange sensation fills Ayusha's body, making her shudder and bend backwards. Something warm and soft is sticking to her privates. The pleasure running through her body makes her mouth let go of his cock. Coming! Despite how easily she was driven to climax, the thing clinging to her crotch won't stop pleasuring her. Suck on it properly. You're the one servicing me here. As soon as she stuffs the cock into her mouth, she realizes what that warm, soft sensation is. The commander is lifting his head and eating her out. His tongue licks up and down her slit, noisily sucking up her nectar. Each time he sucks on her, her body overflows with heat. Ayusha takes her shapely butt, expressing her plump flesh against the commander's face. As if answering her request, he thrusts his fat tongue inside her. When he licks deep into her cunt and her body, still weak from orgasm, can't take it? She soon climaxes again. Oh, okay, that's just a weird way. They're saying when he looks deep into her cunt and her body still weak from orgasm. What? That doesn't even make any sense. She soon climaxes again. He hasn't even put his cock into her. All he's doing is licking her, but she's already reaching multiple consecutive orgasms. Her beautiful place drips with Her beautiful place drips with sweat, saliva, and pre-cum. Each orgasm that comes on the heels of the one before it etches the realization that she's completely at the mercy of pleasure into her heart. This is too intense. I can't oppose this man. I can't talk my way into becoming either his lover or his spy, not against this man. But she knew that from the very start. How many times has he fucked her into utter senselessness already? At some point, Ayusha is no longer able to focus on sucking him off as she instead drowns in a sea of consecutive orgasms. Her mind is completely blank, her thoughts are little more than bursts of amorphous pleasure. She can no longer understand where she is or what she's doing. What's the point if you're the only one enjoying this? I think it's about time I relieve my lust. Ah! That looks like it hurt. A powerful shock to her lower half yanks Yusha out from her reverie. Bang, bang, hot impact strike directly into the core of her body. He lifts his waist high up in order to pierce her pussy from above. His nasty giant cock ruthlessly expands her slit, screwing into her folds like it's trying to rip into her body. Its sheer girth leaves her vagina screaming in pain. Her folds coil around his dick, and each time he pulls upward, it feels like he's yanking her entire vagina out together with him. It feels like he's going to turn her inside out. His cock nails into her body.
Try that one again.
His cock nails her body into place, not allowing her to move one bit. He treats Yusha as little more than a hole to thrust into in order to relieve his sexual desire. But it still feels good. It feels so good. He's treating her so cruelly, but the ecstasy won't stop. With each thrust, Yusha lets out a lustful, girlish scream. Ah, I'm gonna die! It feels so good! Kill me! So good, so good, so good! As she comes, she can't stop herself from urinating, spraying her own body and face with it. She's pissing herself while coming. Ah, she thinks to herself, I completely surrendered to him. This cock could just kill her right here and now, and she'd love every moment. But no matter how many times Yusha comes, he keeps mercilessly thrusting into her. He pumps nonstop into her hot, shivering body. Let me rest! I'm going crazy! His shaft penetrating her core swells up for a moment before spewing liquid heat inside her. Your gum is so hot! A large amount of semen seeps from behind. Between his cock and her vagina around him, soiling her buttocks and stomach. It's finally over. It's over for today. But he'll call for her again tomorrow. Still caught in the heat of her current orgasm, Yusha fantasizes about how her pleasure of tomorrow. Probably the same way he did today. However, the man doesn't stop moving. Using his own overflowing cum as lubricant, he plows into her with even greater vigor. This is amazing. Kill me, Commander. You're so good. Your cock is too good. She knew from the very beginning that she's no match for this man, for this cock. It's not that he's merely huge. This man knows everything she ever tries to do. He can read her every move. She has no other choice at this point. She'll become an object, a tool, a sexual outlet for this man. No, she became that a long time ago. Today just happens to be the day he finally makes her admit it herself and etch that truth into her very body. By now, Yusha's nothing but a slave bound to Kinnison by his cock. Coming again, dying, dying, I'm gonna die! Oh, damn these white screens. She orgasms over and over. He ejaculates into her again and again until she feels like she's burning alive. Minori, Nana, forgive me. Everyone who wanted to fight by my side, I'm sorry. But if he tells me to betray you, I know I'll do as he says. Oof! That sucks! That thought is oh so mind-numbingly sweet, yet her tears keep flowing. Yusha continues to scream and moan as her spasming body becomes filthier and filthier with sweat and cum. And this settles who this year's sexual outlet will be. Seems I don't have to burden you after all. It's hard to last as your outlet after all, Commander. But try not to break this woman this year. She's one of our aces after all. That's either Lisette or Cersei, and I'm thinking it's Cersei. She's just one soldier. She's perfectly replaceable. This conversation leaking into her ears causes Yusha's consciousness to finally surface back into reality. She recognizes the figure leaving the office, Cersei Bernhard. I was right. That vacant realization crosses Yusha's mind despite it still being hazy with sweat, dull exhaustion. Right, this happens every year. Each year someone is sacrificed to him. They're consumed by him and disappear. But it does mean she'll get to experience this pleasure for the rest of the year. That thought fills her with a faint sense of self-loathing, together with sweet joy and resignation that she doesn't have a future.
Were you listening just now, Yusha Petrovna?
Once he opens her eyes, she sees the commander looking down at her. He's as impeccably dressed in uniform as always, wearing a completely sober and collected expression. So what if she was listening? She doesn't understand what he's asking. The commander bends down next to her head and whispers. Every year I pick a sexual outlet, like you. And before the year ends, each of those girls always dies without exception. Right, she's gonna die before this year is done. Do you know why that is? Why they never live to see next year? As she lays sprawled out on his office's carpet, dripping with cum, Yusha can only vaguely ponder his words. He raped them to death. What other answer is there? I don't know. And I don't know. I'm the one consuming these women, and someday before I know it, they're gone. His words don't make sense. He did it to him, yet he doesn't know? But somehow his words don't sound like a lie. He surely is confused about it. They probably died from not being able to withstand my lust. That's probably it. I can't think of anything else, but for some reason, despite being part of it, I can never remember it. You did that, and you still can't remember? Ayusha's thoughts gradually regain focus. Ayusha Petrovna, does this base not seem strange to you? Of course it does, with the way you treat women. But that's not what you mean, is it? Why? Ayusha's voice somehow feels softer. Perhaps the idea that she's sharing some kind of secret with her gives her the illusion of intimacy. Let me try that one again. This is important. Perhaps the idea that he's sharing some kind of secret with her gives her the illusion of intimacy. She tells herself that even if she's just imagining it, it's fine. I still believe that I have no choice but to take this path if I'm going to win the war against the CC. There's madness in his eyes. In order to destroy the CC entirely, I will efficiently use and destroy you. That's been the only thing on my mind for years now. Try that again. But it feels like it's progressively been turning into something else. Some part of me is trying to warn me that something's wrong here. And this year, the sense of foreboding has gotten so much stronger. Something is wrong here. He looks genuinely concerned. If you don't know what that is, Commander, I don't see how I could ever know. This man knows everything. He's always calm, and she's nothing more than an object meant for him to use in order to release his sexual desire. Every year, over 90% of all special warfare troopers are eliminated. Wow, that's a lot. Even though we refine our training methods every year, the casualty rates never change. This mystery interferes with our attempts to mass our military strength. For some reason, my special warfare troops are being eliminated. I want to find out what that is and remove it. It does sound strange. There's something this man doesn't know? Or maybe. Ayusha feels her pulse begin to race. No, it can't be. Not him. Go take a shower. We can talk when you return. Ayusha Petrovna, as of tomorrow, you are promoted to the rank of First Lieutenant. You are to serve as my personal aide. Every trooper I pick to be my sexual outlet gets treated this way. It's nothing unusual. He just told Cersei earlier that he chose Ayusha as a sexual outlet, which only stresses the fact that this isn't special. It happens every year. I want you to observe me. Are you telling me to find that blind spot you're missing, sir? Is this why he chose her? He didn't just want her to be a sexual outlet? That's right. If something happens, I want you to keep an eye out for me acting strangely. For example, if I don't react to information about a certain subject. Ayusha suddenly realizes that he's not asking Cersei, who has served him for so many years. Instead, he's asking her. You're right. Excuse me. You're bright, observant, and cautious. You have the popularity needed to gather information effectively. If you can't do that, I doubt anyone can. He trusts her. He believes in her skills and thinks that she's the right woman to investigate this matter. But Ayusha contains her excitement and points out an issue. And if I find out what the reason is, I mean, even if I do find it and explain it to you, you still wouldn't understand. It's a blind spot for you, isn't it? The commander cracks a satisfied smile. He probably wanted to see if she would realize this problem. Seeing his expression makes Ayusha's heart race with joy. She wasn't mistaken. He really is confiding in her. If you discover the issue, remove it. I may give you my approval to do it with the authority vested in me. If need be, you have my permission to use your special warfare gear. He just gave her his approval to essentially begin an armed rebellion if need be. Ayusha Petrovna, I want you to gather soldiers you personally believe are trustworthy and form a unit with them. An elite unit. Kibaki immediately comes to mind, as do several of the other girls who tried to expose the truth, and of course, Minori and Nana. I'm sure you can make that happen. Yusa swallows nervously. The commander is telling her to use this elite unit to destroy the blind spot lurking in the cathedral. And what if the blind spot ends up being you, commander? He replies at once. Then destroy me. If you deduce that I'm the blind spot, you must be correct. I might be willing to consume you, but that doesn't mean I'm afraid of being consumed by this war myself. That was the answer she expected. Yusha salutes him. There's something else within her salute that can't be summed up as a simple respect for a commanding officer. Everything will likely end up going the way he plans, but that's fine. He chose her. That's enough to make Yusha happy. Wow, things just took a turn. July 15th. It happens all too suddenly.